Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm dreaming of a life
without
you.
Wrestle me, Pete.
Oh, I just sat myself a little bit. Apologies. Wrestle me, Mark.
Your hand snaked down the front of your trousers.
I had to.
And out very quickly, very smoothly.
I've done it before.
I grease my hands especially. One never knows.
Well, this match is just so sexy, man.
Oh, God, we've chosen the wrong opening.
I know.
The match that we're going to be talking about.
It's the wrong opening, Gromit.
It really is. I bought us a couple of things to get us in the mood for this.
Yes.
Again, this is sounding wrong. we are going to be talking about the match between Kenny Omega and Haruka. And the thing you need to know about Haruka is a 9-year-old Japanese girl.
Right.
So let's try and keep... This is going to be appealing to the wrong crowd. So let's try and keep it. I bought us some things to get us in the mood.
Right.
One is Asahi Dry.
All the open. Very delicious.
Yeah. The number one beer of Japan.
The beer for all seasons.
Yeah.
Asahi beer is brewed from quality ingredients by using our pure cultured yeast.
And the other thing I bought us is... A Kinder chocolate each, because that, of course, is the German for children.
Thank you very much, Mark.
What could be less appealing than two men sitting in a studio in the middle of Soho at nearly 9 o'clock at night, cold night outside, eating Kinder chocolate, drinking beer and watching Japanese matches where men take on 9-year-old girls?
Yeah, it's the Christmas spirit in many ways.
It really is. Have you ever seen a Kenny Omega match?
No.
I think this is the first time I ever saw Kenny Omega wrestle, was watching this match.
That's hilarious.
So it came out in about 2011, this match. I think it was this clip became quite the viral sensation.
Mm.
There was a wrestler who had wrestled a 9-year-old girl. Mm. And
not the first, Jerry Lawler had a go. I'm joking.
Very good.
He was accused of it.
Yeah, he's among other things. some of them I'd not actually heard of until I'd wrote about them at the time.
He retweeted a picture of him from the Wrestling Times about his arrest for statutory rape.
Amazing. I mean, that is. We obviously did the Empty Arena match not too long ago, and there's a bit where Terry Funk talks about how Jerry Lawler is got everyone on his side, the referees, Lance Russell, the fans. He says even the police are on your side. I do slightly wonder how it's never become more serious. Who knows? Because probably he's done nothing.
Yeah.
I'm saying that to cover our backs.
He's done nothing. He's still around.
It actually leads us on to this, which is you can see this match on YouTube. I'll put a link to it on the Twitter. But it does have a stamp on it that's put up by the Winnipeg Sun. So Kenny Omega is a Canadian wrestler who has had huge success in Japan. This point in his career, he's not very well known. And so obviously this is like his local paper had got hold of this footage. And it is that. It's like when someone from your hometown is abroad and does something terrible.
Oh, I was on the front page of the Hartlepool Mail dressed as a lady. They'd never... I dressed as the Trivago woman one Halloween and I don't know how they got hold of it. I think maybe the Evening Standard ran.
Yeah.
Ran a spread on me.
Yeah.
Dressing as the Trivago woman. And then
it was a brilliant costume.
Same company.
It was a brilliant costume.
Same company, same paper company. So Hartlepool obviously went, oh, he's from Hartlepool, is he?
Yeah.
We'll put him in the newspaper. But my mum and dad were less than pleased. Again, less than pleased about me suddenly appearing on the front page of the Hartlepool Mail.
Hartlepool boy goes to London. Now woman.
They would never. They never taught me before. And then, like, after that, they suddenly want to know about my charity work and all that jazz, the football ramble. But the thing that ignited the interest was a man dressed as a lady.
Lovely. I was thinking, I mean, this Kenny Omega thing can actually be summed up as local man has been to Asia and he's done something with a child. And that is so many stories that you hear.
Swelly face.
Yeah, exactly.
Old swelly face.
This is, watching this is one of the very few YouTube videos, and we've watched quite a lot because of doing WrestleMe mats, yeah, that I've seen recently. This is the first one I've seen in ages that doesn't have any adverts before, during or after it.
Nobody wants a piece of this.
I was thinking, this is very much our natural home. We should be advertising WrestleMe on it. This is a fascinating curio. What did you think?
I thought it was, I mean, again, it's just about being able to sell. Oversell at times, like sell your stuff, and I think it's, she shouldn't have bladed. but it's like ultimate bad guy moves, like breaking a kid's back and, you know,
yeah,
flipping out and grabbing a child's hair is weirdly the most shocking part of it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, slamming her head.
The turnbuckle is great.
The turnbuckle is fantastic. I don't know how they've managed to sort of, but she's a rock star. She's an absolute rock star all the way
Isn't
through.
She?
And again, I you know, I had to like read around Kenny Omega and stuff, and like obviously he's been asked about this a lot.
He's very much
got a party line on what he thinks about this. I think, did the Young Bucks wrestle a kid as well later on? I think
yes, they did. There's some super kicking.
Yeah.
And things. I looked into a little bit of there are some really. This is a sort of area that is not very easy to research, because the reality is anyone who's like serious about wrestling ignores them pretty much totally. Mm. This big match became a very much a sort of a thing that's like a millstone around Kenny Omega's neck.
Yeah, to sort. Oh right, okay.
And the reason it is because a certain number of wrestling people, like Jim Cornette, who is a long time manager and is very vocal about modern wrestling and how he doesn't think it's done well a lot of the time, but he's also, you know, positive about the stuff he thinks he's done well. This, he says, exposes the business, that there's no upside to it. It makes people watch wrestling and just go, well, that's fixed and it's rigged and it's stupid. And there is something to be said for that. And that's always followed Kenny Omega around slightly, that he's this comedy wrestler who's done some stupid stuff and, you know, it's all silly. And the silliness is a really big part of wrestling, because a lot of wrestling, of course, is suspending disbelief. You know it's predetermined, but you trick yourself into really enjoying it and you don't know which way it's going to go.
But the thing with Japanese audiences, they're completely different. I think he fundamentally misunderstands what Japanese audiences demand in a wrestling match. Mm. They love comedy. They love slapstick. They love stupid.
Yeah.
The big fucking panda.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, Kenny Omega, through a lot of his career, it seems, was like, I mean, his name, Omega, I think, comes from a Final Fantasy video game.
Yes. He was this geek
otaku kind of character. He loved manga. He loved all this stuff. So that's why, you know, he wanted to be in Japan. He wanted to wrestle in Japan. He was he's a fan of Japanese wrestling. And so, like, I'm sorry, but he's probably got a pretty good handle about what people demand.
100%. I am one of the biggest Kenny Omega fans you'll ever meet in life. I think the stuff that he did in New Japan is sensational. The problem always comes, and we're going to be seeing this in a match that we're going to be talking about fairly soon.
Right.
But the problem comes is when wrestling moves on, and what becomes big for the audience is now, there are people left behind going, this isn't what wrestling is.
Yeah.
And you don't like people running off with wrestling. And I think there's a perfect example of, you can see with the crowd here, this is the right match for that crowd.
Yeah.
They love it. This isn't a promotion called DDT. And DDT were a small organisation who became quite big just by putting on interesting, strange matches. And they had Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi. And the two of them were a tag team called Golden Lovers. They had a huge match at Budokan. They ended up doing. And they just were two of the best wrestlers in the world. There's something fun about the fact that they can both step out. And Kenny Omega, whereas he wrestled a nine-year-old, there's a very famous match where Kota Ibushi wrestles a blow-up doll. And the blow-up doll match is better than 85, 90% of matches you'll ever see in your life. It is just a testament to the art of wrestling. And to put it in different places, you really sort of go, I'm thinking on this anew. I like the way this is. They do a three-minute match here that is as memorable as any other match, you know, you care to mention. Because I can pretty much think of six things that happen in it and see them with crystal clarity. I could watch an episode of Raw from, you know, a couple of weeks ago and none of it would go in.
No.
But yeah. this was magic. Kenny Omega did talk about the circumstances, how this came about. And they were... The company was training lots of young girls in kickboxing and things like that. And he basically had gone through a talent recruitment sort of class. And there was one girl there who was really, really keen on wrestling. She was a huge wrestling fan. And she said that... she wanted to become a wrestler, but she didn't think she was big enough and she was really upset. And so they began talking about it. And he said, I wanted to find something I could do with her that would be good fun. They then sort of began saying, why don't you have a match with Kenny Omega? And Kenny is really good. He's really safe. You can just do something out there and you can get to go in the ring and you can be a wrestler. Mm. There is a bit of a history of children wrestling in Japan. So the names, they're all names that I don't really know. So it's the problem is these things, as I say, they're not very well covered because people tend to go, there's something a bit unsavoury about it.
Yeah.
I remember there was...
I can understand that.
There was adverts in like some of the really, really low-rent wrestling magazines, like Wrestling Eye, which were very much photographs of the wrestlers that were taken from 12 rows back. And, you know, they obviously didn't have like photographer credentials for their magazine. They'd just buy a ticket and then they'd make a magazine.
Not quite yet.
And they'd be often like, adverts at the back for apartment catfight videos where two women were sort of, you know, wrestling, and it was slightly wrestling.
Sorry, apartment catfight videos.
I mean, if you could find one now, they are, honestly, those were things.
CX?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Those are things that they advertised for probably 5, 6, 7 years. I don't think you would be able to find one of those videos now. And I'm sure they are worth like £800 each. It's just really bizarre. But one of them had a advert for like Youth Wrestling Federation or whatever it was that people had done.
God.
I think there's a documentary about it as well, where someone had set up a sort of under 12s wrestling federation that was kids doing the wrestling, and it all gets
alarms
a bit.
It's very much going off for me.
It's mini pops. That's what it is. Mini pops.
It is,
and this is
it's creepy.
The Japanese thing, of course, is their
they
love
don't care
of,
about that. You know, they don't care about
exactly kawaii and you know cuteness and things like that. So. I had a look. There's Ramu-chan is one of the most famous child wrestlers in Japan. And the only thing I found out about him is said she wrestled. She was most famous as she wrestled in 666 or 666, I think they actually call it, which is the world's scummiest promotion. And I was like, they do a lot of death matches in 666.
Kind of barbed wire and the sick.
A child, you know. There was a guy called Mr. Number 6 who was a child.
A child.
Yeah.
Mr. Number 6 is my favourite child's name. That is spectacular.
There was
Mr. I'm writing that down. I don't have a pet. Can you remind me about
it? It's exactly the thing that a child would come up with.
Mr. Number 6.
Have you thought about what you'd like to perform as? Yes, Mr. Number 6.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
There was Stardom had a wrestler called AZM, or she was Azumi. And she began wrestling when she was 9. And they said, oh, she went on to have quite a good career because she's still around today and she's 15. None of this is good. And Riho, who is a female wrestler, and Riho is the most known name on that list because Kenny Omega essentially has taken her under his wing, and she is now in AEW, the American federation set up by Cody Rhodes, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega. So she is now wrestling on a national stage, but she started off as a child wrestler.
Mm.
Such a weird sort of subculture.
Yeah.
It's impossible to go, oh, I'm interested in the history of this, without also going, would you like to arrest me?
I would not be doing any of my writing in the cloud.
Imagine being sent VHSs. You know, you're
imagine
like,
having them impounded. I mean,
God. No. You know, you're Pete Townsend going, I'm writing a book on and they'll go, what's it on? And you go, it's all about Japanese children wrestling in the 90s. You know,
Japanese children wrestling.
The oddest thing that came up about this when I was looking at it is the WWE recently did have a child champion, which is at WrestleMania 34, which was earlier this year, 2019, depending on when this episode goes out, 2019. Mm. Nicholas became WWF tag team champion with Braun Strowman, who picked him out of the crowd in the tag team title match against Cesaro and Sheamus. He was the son of a WWF referee called John Cone. He didn't actually fight. It was just a gimmick that Braun Strowman was so good he could have a child as the champion. But, I mean, what a spoilt young man. So they, Kenny Omega has said, right, I can do this match with this little girl who really likes wrestling. And they decided to do an exhibition match so it wouldn't be, you know, one fall to a finish. It was a 3-minute exhibition. And he said, I thought I could show everyone something special and something fun and funny. But at the same time, it's a huge risk because that's a permanent black eye on your career. It's possibly career suicide. If you hurt a child in front of a huge sold-out crowd and then that goes online, you know how things work. He said, but I think the positives outweighed the negatives. So they have this little match. She is brilliant. You know, she's her facial work is hilarious. There's a, you know, she wins and everything, and it's only really exciting. The crowd only really love it when Kenny Omega sort of just gives her a backbreaker. And it's like, oh, okay, we are doing this. Now, this is something that comes up again in another match we're going to be talking about in a future episode, which is a death match. Mm. And there's always a thing with death matches where people are like, oh, it's sort of fun, but they don't get invested until the person who is like, for example, a TV star who is taking part in a death match suddenly does the stuff that normal death match things do.
Yeah.
So as soon as
goes over a line.
As soon as it crosses a line, you go, oh, I thought they were going to hold back, but they're not. Now I love it.
Yeah.
And it's the same with this. So she does all her moves and Kenny Omega's being beaten up by her. But the crowd only go, this is great, when he grabs her and does a backbreaker. And she just hangs off him like wet spaghetti. It's brilliant. He throws her into the turnbuckle. She reacts brilliantly. The best bit is the crowd get really upset by a move he does. So what he's going across the ring and he suddenly just goes, stop! And she pauses and he gives her an enziguri, a kick to the back of the head. And the commentators just laugh. They just go, oh, ah! But the crowd are sort of booing because he tricked her, not because he's hurt her. It's just they're sort of like, that's really unfair to do to a child. You mustn't trick a child. If you're going to knock a child out,
yeah, if you're going to smash her head against the boot,
do it honestly. He then gets ready to put her in his finishing move, and she has gone totally limp. For a 9-year-old to not like mess up her part, to not sort of go, oh, I'll actually sort of look like I'm going, no, please don't. She just goes, I'm dead. So well done. And then just as he's about to do his finishing move, the time limit runs out.
Yeah.
So it's a draw. There's a lovely bit at the end where she's looking sort of very sad and everything, and then she sort of cheers, and he comes over to sort of shake her hand, and she slaps him in the face. And it's just, it was just lovely.
I love it.
She only wrestled for about a year in total. She didn't wrestle for very much longer after
Thomas.
this. She's a night nurse.
She had a fight with New Jack. She threw her in a skip from like a fucking roof.
See, that's, oh my God, imagine. Nick Gage coming in with his pizza cutter. She wrestled for about a month after this.
Right.
She wrestled some of the women in Stardom and things.
And she moved in with her granddad.
They do say a thing. They say, I mean, like a lot of these children wrestlers, I mean, they all just drop out and go back to school. You know, I think legally they have to. Some people are saying, whatever happened to this girl?
Yeah,
because she didn't go on to become a wrestler.
Right.
Hakura, her name is. But they, someone sort of said, oh, I heard in a Japanese sort of discussion board that she got very bullied at school for having this match.
Oh, really?
And that she went through a really bad time and they hoped it was over. And so nothing was really known about her until 2015. Kenny Omega tweeted that she'd been in contact with the New Japan offices where he was having these amazing championship matches that were lasting 45 minutes that broke the Wrestling Observer's 5-star rating system to get 6 stars. She wrote to him at the New Japan offices to demand a rematch.
Yes.
Yeah, but nothing more than that. So
come on.
It's one of those things I think you could show to anyone out of context and they would absolutely report it to the police. They would be, and you'd say, oh no, it's funny because it's all about the art of, and they'd just go, you have got to fucking get your life together. You've got to start making changes.
At that point your girlfriend's eyes just glass over and says, yeah, oh, fuck's sake,
I am giving you one chance, but you have got to promise me I'm never going to see anything like this again.
Oh wow.
Haruka fun. 9 years old.
Well done. She didn't look nice. She looked really young. Tiny little girl.
I thought you were going to go the other way. I'm so relieved.
No, they did recently move the age of consent, Japan, not that long ago. You think it? How low do you reckon the age?
Oh my!
It's lower than you. It's lower than you thought it would be.
I
up until very recently. It's not right.
I do not want to know.
I love that place. It's so problematic.
Oh, huge.
Every part of it. Like if I said I was going, I go to Japan every year because I fucking love the place.
You've got to stop doing the voice. You've got to stop doing the voice.
But if I said I'm going to Thailand, and people think Thailand's a disgusting place, Japan's a disgusting place. But somehow worse.
Well, it's
because it's not out on the streets.
It's really disgusting, but everyone's quite smartly dressed. So it just seems like, you know, it's it can't be that bad.
Everyone's perverted, but they're all wearing Uniqlo.
Yeah.
Wrestle me behind.
Wrestle me, Pete.
気合が入りませんね。ロープに送る。さあ、今度はどうする。おお、一戦。さあ、勝ち上げた。これはいい。おっと、お今度はどうするんだ。お。お。さあ、ここから、はるかは、はるかは。16の状態を作って、わあ、すごいですね。わあ。素晴らしい。さあ、そして、本田、カニバサミ。テイクダウンも奪いました。
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day, like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the All Birds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the wool runner missile. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the wool dasher missile. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the mudguard on the wool runner-up missile plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.